We mentioned special night, Sunday night after youth camp, and the campers come and they give their testimonies. And I'm going to give mine first. Daniel said, asked if I'd want to give one. I says, I'm always talking, so I don't need to give an extra testimony. But I, of course, camp was certainly different this year as we had it here at our own facility. And that was kind of nice because normally they all go off to camp and I rattle around in this facility all week while while everybody's gone. Even my wife likes to go to camp with them. And but this year I really felt like I got to be part of things and see what's going on. And that was great. And of course, praying in each of the services, being able to pray for these young people as the preaching was going on each evening, to be able to sit there in the back row and just plead with the Lord to meet with us. And I believe he did. I believe he did indeed. So appreciate the messages from Brother Bearfield, Pastor Bearfield, and Brother Scott Griffin yesterday morning. They all seem to be right on target. And so that's evidence of God's working and moving, to say the least. And I do want to say this, you know it was about a month ago when I guess it was the 1st of July, no, 1st of June, excuse me, when Southland decided, Mike Herbster, the leader at the camp there, they made the decision to not go ahead with their camp schedule this year. And I don't know if it was within 24 hours, maybe less than that, that Brother Daniel came to me and asked if we could just do something here. And at first there was a bit of a sigh, and I thought, wow, do you realize what you're biting off here? But I so appreciated his desire and vision to do that. And the Lord put it together, I believe. The Lord put everything together exactly the way he wanted it. And so I am so very, very thankful for Daniel, Miss Michelle, for all those who worked to put things together, getting ready, and then for this week, the tremendous crew of people that were there working. I didn't get here till about 7:30 every morning, and the kitchen crew was already hard at work and had things going and stuff in the oven, and I'd stand around and just try to look like I was part of things. Everybody did such a tremendous job, and I'm so, again, as I often say, if pride's a sin, I'm exceeding sinful this evening over what took place this week through the camp. And I am so grateful that the Lord gave Metropolitan Baptist Church Daniel Michelle Flores. I have the blessing to work with them every day, and the encouragement that they are to me. I can't hardly even say something like, oh, I'd like to see this, or wish we could do that, because Daniel's scurrying around to try to make that happen. So unless I'm really serious, I just keep it to myself. And so I'm so thankful. They are a blessing to me and to my wife, I know. And at this point, I hope these young people are ready. I know that also Daniel has invited any of the adults that were part of things this week and had a testimony, any of the staff that were part of things had a testimony they'd like to share. It is all yours, my brother. Pardon? It's your show. You want everybody to go up there and sit? Yeah. I think all the young people can take a place here in the choir loft.
started, we got a little a small video that we want to show real quick so y'all can see in action what was going on. So if we can play that, get that started.
For the cause. torture in my brother's eyes. I pray it's sad about my life that I live more to build your name than mine.
For the cause of Christ.
For this cause.
Is a shadow in his light. No authority, law, or government challenges his sovereign might.
His reign and rule have no boundary, all that is his hands have wrought.
Nothing ever can, nothing ever will overcome the Lord our God.
We are well aware we were orphans once, bent and broken in our shame. Then he sought us out and adopted us. Now we bear his royal name.
Every sin or crime we have ever done is no match for Jesus' blood.
Nothing ever can, nothing ever will overcome the Lord our God.
Satan's evil hold.
And the kingdom of our Savior's life is our soul's eternal home.
Though the enemy tries to steal and kill, but the death of Christ has lost. Nothing ever can.
Our God is victorious.
Lately I've been looking back along these winding roads to the old familiar markers and the mercy I have known. I know it may sound simple, but it's more than I can explain. There's no other words to
somebody that has a vice, that has something in your life that's dominating you, that's controlling you, and it's not allowing you to be the servant for Jesus Christ that you want to be, that God wants you to be.
Uh-huh.
Give it up. Give it up. Deal with it. Take care of it today.
Nathaniel Little got that prepared for us. Thank you, Nathaniel. Listen, yeah. Okay, Isaac.
All right. So what I learned at camp from all the messages and stuff was that I need to start putting away the things of the world and start doing better to serve God. Because I get distracted by like video games and everything else and don't really serve Him like I should be serving Him, like bringing people to the Lord, go, or even handing out tracts, not even doing none of that. So I just need to start serving Him more.
Youth camp, it was definitely different this year, especially me having to go to work on some days. But, you know, I did what I could. I came every evening service that I can go to. But the message that really spoke to me, he used for a demonstration. Basically, he took string and wrapped it around my wrist and wrapped it maybe once. And I pulled it apart, wrapped it a few more times, pulled it apart, and he started wrapping it more and more and more, and I couldn't pull it apart. And basically he was saying that sometimes sin can just wrap you up so much that you can't pull apart from it. And I got to thinking later that night, like, but when you ask Jesus for help, he gives you that pocket knife to cut you out, and that's what really spoke to me. But youth camp was great, and I want to say thank you to Brother Daniel for throwing it. So this is my last one. So I'll be looking forward to helping out at other ones or anything else. So.
I thought camp was over when you graduate, but this year I was able to come back and participate in camp, and I'm very thankful for that and thankful that Brother Daniel let me help and participate in some of the games. But what really spoke to me, one of the nights, the preacher was talking about Barnabas and how that he was a servant in his church. And growing up in church, you hear about Sunday school classes, becoming a pastor, devoting your life to God in the mission field and things like that. And the Lord really spoke to me about how I can serve in my church in little ways by helping out friends, maybe, or cleaning up, or getting excited about putting up chairs. And in my life, that became very stagnant, helping out in the church and being a servant in that way. And he really lit my fire again and made me want to serve God more and more excited to do things of God. So that's my testimony.
I want to start off by thanking the youth pastor and his wife and Brother Turner for letting us have camp at our church this year. It was unique to see our church come together that quick. I was surprised that Brother Daniel and everyone else could pull it together. And it still be super fun, have things to do all week. There wasn't 5 minutes that anyone was bored. So thank you guys for that. It was a great blessing to me. And yeah, it was just amazing. One of the sermons that spoke to me, or one of the things in a sermon that spoke to me, was he was speaking on fairness and how God is, how the world is not fair. Say Nathaniel gets a blessing before me, or he gets something more than I do. He gets more of something than I do. That's not my position to be upset about that, or be, yeah, just to be upset that he doesn't have as much as I have. I should be thankful that a brother got a blessing from God, and that just really spoke to me this week.
I want to thank everyone that came. I appreciate it. Thank Nathaniel on the video and Miss Alicia who took the pictures. One thing that Brother Scott said is that we needed to care, and pastors talked about it today that we need revival, and I want revival in the youth and in the church. Amen. And in order for that to happen is that it needs to start with me, and in order to do that, I need to care more, and that's all.
First of all, I want to say thank you to Brother Daniel for putting this together and being such a great youth pastor and being such a great influence on us youth. And one thing that stood out to me, Brother Griffin said that preaching the gospel and sharing the gospel is part of serving. And then I started thinking about how little I give the gospel and how when I have a chance to share the gospel, I don't because I'm too scared. I'm too scared to tell them that Jesus loves them. And there are so many people that are dying and going to hell because I haven't told them that Jesus loves them. Jesus paid the penalty for their sin and that they can go to heaven. And that's the commitment I made this week, is to share the gospel with others and to just be bold about it. I'm a Christian, and that's what I need to do, is share the gospel.
I had a really good time at camp, and the preaching was amazing. Two things that really stood out to me was the first night, Brother Barfield talked about the Holy Spirit and how once you're saved, the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of you. And I just realized that I forget that a lot, and I get scared, and it was a really good blessing that I remembered that I'm never truly alone. And the other thing was... Brother Griffin talked about how even just like a smile can tell somebody that you care. And I realized that I haven't been showing people I care enough. And I really want to work on that so that I can be a better servant to the Lord.
So I loved camp this year. The whole experience was a lot more personal, I think, than it is at Southland. But the thing that actually spoke out to me the most was a Bible verse that we had to memorize, and it's Isaiah 41:10, and it says, Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And it just really, it helps to know that you're never alone, and God said that he's always there for you, no matter what.
I had a great week at camp. I had a great week at camp. I loved everything at camp, from the games, staying in the mission house with my friends, to the preaching. I really liked Pastor Barefield's message. He talked about how Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" And Pastor Barefield said that the secret of service is to love Jesus, and the more you serve Jesus, the more you look like Jesus. And I'm very thankful for camp, and I loved it so much.
During youth camp, I got saved. I learned to use the Bible correctly, and I experienced memorizing Bible verses I didn't know. I hung out with friends, and I made new ones while doing many different fun activities. I connected with the staff, and I'm blessed that I got to explore camp with the things going on in the world today. Thank you.
This year, I'm very thankful for Brother Daniel because I was worried that we weren't going to have this last year. Us graduates wouldn't have this last year at church camp, but it was an amazing experience. I believe the preaching, everyone that was there in service, came away with something from that message. I am thankful for Brother Daniel. I can say I am not upset that I missed Southland, because this was a experience the whole youth needed. It is just another stepping stone to growing stronger and closer.
I really like camp this year. Something that spoke to me was that if I truly love Jesus, I will serve him with my whole heart, and I'm trying to serve him with my whole heart. I want to thank Brother Daniel and Miss Michelle and the whole staff for putting on such a great youth camp.
I'd just like to start out by personally thanking everyone who was involved. The Evans, the Littles, Brother Daniel and Miss Michelle, Brother Turner, my dad, Brother Wayne and Miss Susie. Everyone who was involved, thank you from the bottom of my heart. This camp experience has been nothing short of exceptional. But during camp, I realized that I'd been holding on to some anger, and because of that anger, I wasn't able to serve God as I should, because I was more focused on what I was angry about than I was on the things he wanted me to be focused on. I was prideful, I was arrogant, and I had a holier-than-thou attitude because of this anger. And I am glad to say that I no longer have that anger.
I really liked camp this year. I really loved hanging out with my youth group and getting to know all of them better. I thought Pastor Bailfield's preaching was great, and I really liked his sermon about what a servant is, and I want to become a better servant for the Lord. Lastly, thank you so much to everyone who helped make camp so much fun.
What an awesome year at camp this year. Thank you, Brother Evan. Thank you, Brother Flores, for hosting this. My mom and dad for attending. It was really awesome. Really awesome experience. Got to know the boys a little bit better, especially during the late nights at the up in the church room. And Brother Bearfield's preaching was absolutely phenomenal. I'd just like to thank everybody.
First off, I just want to thank all of the staff workers that made this whole thing possible. Y'all basically were the... behind the scenes, but y'all were the reason we were able to have camp this year. One night this week, Thursday, Brother Bearfield's chapter that he was preaching out of was Matthew 20, which in that chapter, it's the parable of the workers in the vineyard. Basically, it's this master of the household goes out and hires workers at different parts of the day, but only the workers in the first part of the day that he made some sort of agreement on payment. At the end of the day, when it was pay time, all the workers received the same amount. Now, with these other workers that hadn't been given a specific amount that they had agreed to be paid, the master had told them, "Whatsoever is right, I will give you." And whenever all these others that worked for much less time than these other men didn't think that was fair, Brother Bearfield made a point, God is not fair, God is just. And one thing that he pointed out was that many times we try to bargain with God. We try to negotiate. And the point of that is if we leave God things in God's hands, we can get so much more from him. And camp was really good this year. Again, thank you for everyone who was part of the staff. I had a lot of fun. And thank you, Brother Daniel, for coming to pastor with this idea, because we all really appreciate everything that everyone did this year.
This was my first year at church camp with Metropolitan Baptist Church, and this was the best year of church camp that I've ever had. It was much better than Southland, and two sermons that really spoke to me was that how you need to be a servant like Barnabas, and you need to get people excited, and you need to, whenever everybody doesn't like this one person or they don't believe in this one person, then you need to believe in them. And the other one was that you need to love God, you need to love God and love Jesus to serve him correctly. And thank yous to the staff.
I had a great week at camp, and I really liked spending time with my friends in the youth group. I learned a lot from Pastor Bearfield's sermons, and I got saved Friday night. And I'm really thankful to everyone who helped put camp together.
Amen. This week at camp, I intended on just coming to help wherever they needed help. But this was a week that I really needed myself. And all the messages about serving, every single message spoke to me, all the stuff the kids have mentioned. But I got right with the Lord about not being a servant in my heart and having a servant's heart, and more through the last 2 years, just moving through the motions of being a servant, because it's what I've done for 30 years. And so I got right with the Lord about that, and everything was wonderful. I also think it was a great experience for our church in the midst of something going on so terrible in the world and everything being canceled. I know everyone was upset, but the Lord has a way of giving us as a church exactly what we need. And this, I wasn't going to camp, and now I got to go, and our youth have all said this is what our youth needed, was to be together as one church.
I guess I would sum up the week with a thankful heart. Thank you that Dan and I could go, that you allowed us to be a part of this, and I'm just thankful I got to see this church. These kids were sweet, and they were fun, and they laughed, and they were joyful, and I saw so many of you working endlessly to clean and cook and making it a blessing for everyone, and I'm just really glad Dan and I got to be a part of that. I'm glad I was one of the girls' leaders. It was fun to be in the mission house and hearing them laugh and talk, and they were always so kind to each other. I mean, there was one day where we had 19 girls that needed to bathe in 1 hour and two bathrooms, and they were so sweet, and they just got it done. And I really love Daniel and Michelle. I mean, I love you all. I love my church family, but I especially want to thank Michelle, because it was the other night. We were so tired. In fact, I went back to the and got in bed and went to sleep. But at 1 a.m., she was still up, and she sat with our daughter. And for an hour, at 1 o'clock in the morning, she answered her questions, and she looked up scripture, and she prayed with her. And now Myra can say without no doubt that she is saved. She will remember this, and I'm just so thankful. Thank you.
I'm going to go almost last, pretty much like where I placed in every game. It's right about dead last. This is the first time I was ever a leader or anything at a church camp. If you're considering it, be careful what you ask for. I was the leader of the gray team. If you were on the gray team, please raise your hand. They led me. I'm going to try and get through this. For about a month, I've been going through things at work, promotions, should I take a promotion or not, took up all my time. I never prayed about being a leader. Don't do that. If you're going to try and lead kids, guide kids, pray about it, ask God's guidance. Well, I didn't do it. Wednesday night, that first sermon, that would have been enough of camp for me. That first sermon. If you're going to serve the Lord, make sure you do it in love for Him, amen, not in your own strength. And that's what I thought I was going to do. I was going to be the leader of the gray team. Man, I was going to make this camp the best thing, and it was going to be my doing. I got it wrong. That first game, if you'll remember Jacob wrestling with an angel, he touched his hip. First game, dodgeball. Something happened to my hip. Went head first into the ground. I'm like, you know, I'm old. Shouldn't be doing this anyway. It got progressively worse. Every game, something else happened. To where pretty much by Thursday afternoon, I was not a leader. I was barely even a participant. Could barely make it up and down the stairs. It was almost like God said, you know what, I don't need you to put a blessing on this camp. And He didn't. And so it was almost like I was blocked out from my team. I didn't help them or anything. The gray team motivated themselves. They supported each other, even when I wasn't there for them. It was hard seeing that. It was hard seeing my team competing without me. Me not being able to help them. But we got great kids in our youth group. I mean, you could go on forever, all the things that I learned during this camp, things I really have to work on in my life. Reevaluating why I do things. Priorities I have. And just not, you know, being around all the kids makes me think things I need to do with my own kids at home. About not, sometimes not being there. You know, just concentrating on going to work, getting rest, going to work, getting rest. You let things start slipping. I don't know if anyone else said it. The food was phenomenal. There can be no complaints about that. The fellowship was great. The kids were great. And I might think about going next year. I have to get do a little more fitness before. And make sure I get right before I go and go in the right spirit.
What I learned this year at camp was this was my first year attending and being able to help out. Thursday night, the service really spoke to me, and I've been dealing with things in my life. Thursday night, Miss Susie helped me. I got saved.
Amen.
And I realize I've been doing things a lot wrong in my life. I need to get right with myself and with the Lord. That way I can show my kids a good example. I just want to thank Brother Daniel and Michelle for letting me attend and help out. I love everybody in the church.
Amen. You want to tell them what camp meant to you?
This was my first...
She said this was her first camp, and she had a wonderful time at camp. She gets a little emotional. Amen. All right. Amen. That's okay. Anything else you want to say? Okay. I want to thank Brother Daniel and Miss Michelle for this experience at camp, and thankful that he said he's going to do junior camp this next week. So right after church, we're going to have a meeting for junior camp, and Pastor's going to lead the games in that one. So we're really looking forward to that. Amen. Thank you, Miss Susie. I want to say you guys missed it for not being here. Miss Susie is a big ball player. It's a 50-pound ball. It's about 4 feet high, and it's 4 feet in diameter, and she was tearing it up. I think about 8 times you put the ball into play. So her husband, he's real aggressive and very proud, and so he wasn't going to let his wife outdo her, so he tried to go for a soccer headshot, and so he took the big ball right to the face. Those guys were amazing, amen? No, but with that being said, church family, Metropolitan Baptist Church is blessed with something that no other church in America has, and that is a youth pastor and youth wife like Brother Daniel and Mrs. Flores. Amen. They are A+, A grade youth pastor and youth leaders. Not only do they have a heart for their young people, but they have a prayer life for those young people, and their life is surrounded by it. And being a youth pastor and youth wife, the devil wants their life. The devil wants to steal their joy, wants to steal their power so that these young people are affected. But Brother Daniel is a prayer warrior. His wife is a prayer warrior. And all week long, they gave their heart not only to their teen kids, but they never neglected their own children. Not their own teenager who was part of the group. Not their young ones that were around. They still kept it together as a family unit, how it should be. And so, Brother Daniel and Miss Flores, thank you for letting me be a part of this wonderful week of camp. And you guys are tremendous. Let's give them guys a great big hand. Amen. Amen. Well, the Lord really spoke to my heart this week with Brother Bearfield, tremendous preacher. The second message, the first one was on the Holy Spirit, but the one that really got a hold of my heart was, Simon, do you love me? I took my heart to Ohio with me. And when I took my heart to Ohio, I took my heart out like David Livingston when he was buried. They kept his heart there in Africa and sent his body back to England. And so that's what I did with Ohio. I left my heart in Ohio. I gave it all that I had, and I left it with people. I left it with that ministry that was there, and I came back home defeated. I came back home, and guys, I watched Metropolitan online. I watched my pastor online. I watched Brother Davidson online. I lost so much joy. I lost my heart, and I said, we got to go home. We got to go home like a fighter who's been punched in the belly, that's been down on the count. We came home. When we came home, everything I did was left in Ohio. My soul winning was left in Ohio. I would have a personal conviction to talk to 5 people a day about the gospel. Since I've been back here in Texas, I haven't talked to 1 person every day. I just do it occasionally in my conversations, in my daily business, if they ask me the question so well. And my thought life, on a lot of people have died and probably gone to hell because my heart was left in Ohio. My growth and my passion for my church was left in Ohio. I've just been like a ship wandering on a sea. But when Brother Barfield preached that first sermon, I went back to Ohio spiritually. I took my heart out of that box. I put it back inside of my heart and in my life, and I came back to Texas with it. Because Jesus asked that question, Simon, do you love me? And it's not about the work that you do. It's about the passion and the servant of it all. And I'm here to tell you, Brother Daniel, I got your back, brother. I'm behind you 120%. I preach to my children, littles never quit. I challenge my son who went to the Marine Corps. We never quit. And how dare me be the leader of my family? And how dare I preach to them something that I am about to be willing to do? So after Brother Barfield preached that, the Holy Spirit picked me up by the nape of my neck, and he said, boy, you do the call that I put on your life. And so I've been challenged. I am on fire. You get close to me, you're going to get burnt, because we are going to tear this city up for Christ. And I'm so thankful that I was able to be a part of the youth camp. And then to teenagers, the greatest privilege a person can ever have
in this world, whether work relationships, friend relationships, is the trust of another person. You guys don't know me. Some of you do. But you trusted me this week by sharing personal things of your life, having fun with us, doing silly things. And I say thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing me into your life. And I'm excited to see what God will do with you and your life with the servant call that God put upon you. So again, thank you, Pastor, for leading this camp. Thank you for the unction and the wisdom for putting on this camp. But as a healthcare administrator, I would encourage you and Michelle to lift the mask. Lift the mask when you go to kiss. It's okay to do that. All right, guys?
Well, I found out about 5 minutes before the services tonight that I'm supposed to give a testimony. So, unrehearsed, not written down, we may be here a while. Now, a lot of things going through my mind. I had the opportunity to spend some time at camp this week. It was a great experience. I want to just talk about all the different people that pitched in and talk about how great they are, but I don't want to raise anybody up above anybody else. I want to give it to God. So thank you all for blessing me this week. I went home with a blessing every night. Excuse me. The messages were spot on. When it started out, Brother Barefield gave us messages that were mature, were timely. They were for mature people. He didn't talk down to us. He didn't talk down to you as kids. He talked to you as Christians. Those that needed their lives changed. And he was systematic in what he gave us. He started out with the things that we needed to hear first and needed to learn first, and progressively went through the week and really taught us. And so that meant a lot to me. And then we had some changes Saturday morning with our speaker and our activity that we were going to have. And guess what? God was in that too. Brother Griffin gave us his heart and his ministry to the homeless people. And it was a tremendous message. So we've been blessed. We've got a great youth group. I see God working in our lives here. As everybody's already said, we've got the right people in leadership. Amen. The other thing I wanted to say is, since we're talking about servitude, everybody stepped up this week. Amen. There were people that I didn't have any idea they had that much energy. We're going sun up to sundown and then some. Amen. And I'm not just the young people either. Miss Susie was running circles around everybody. So I wouldn't try to compete with that. Anyways, one little story just in. You know, our examples of servitude starts at the top with our pastor.
You need to get that?
No. One last thing. I started recording and streaming one of the messages. I think it was Friday morning. And Brother Turner came in right after we started and says, "Hey, can you step away for a minute?" And I said, "Sure." He was in the girls' bathroom fixing a shower. Amen. While we were enjoying the blessings of God's word. And thank you for being that example to us. We can all learn from that, but not just to pump him up or raise him above everybody. I saw a lot of that in everyone this week. So take what you've learned and let's apply it to our lives and let's give God the glory.
Amen. Amen. What a blessing it certainly was being at camp this week. And a lot of work done by leadership and staff. But, hey, the kids worked too. I mean, the youth did it in the garage sale and everything that they've done so they could raise the funds to have this. So that's an amazing thing. One thing for myself... was a big thing that God certainly pointed out. I came in Thursday morning, bright and shining, ready to go, you know. If you know me, I love mornings. Amen. Actually, I hate mornings. Mornings and me don't get along. And so I'm tired, and I had gotten up and gotten the brisket going the night before and was taking care of that. And just coming in, and usually I'm running to make it on time or late or whatever it might be. But they get to Brother Bearfield gets into his message. And I think Brother Daniel came up, and he was mentioning about how the youth, if they need to talk to somebody to get one of the counselors and maybe ready to talk. And it's like, oh, I'm not ready to talk to one of these youth. And that hit me pretty hard. You know, of course, God says that we're to be ready always to give an answer to every man. So, next time the service rolled around, I had 3 Bibles and notes, and everything was ready to go. If so be that I was called on to work with one of the youth. And so, just the... we have our jobs, and mine and this one was helping out with the food and stuff, but the greater duty is being ready to deal with somebody's soul. And so I praise God for that. Then the second thing I wanted to mention, I wanted to say this Friday night, but again, at the end, Brother Daniel was up there, and he went over a few verses that I think were mentioned in the book of Joshua in chapter 1. I'll just read 2 and 3 here. It says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. And what struck me about this passage is, and I don't remember it being mentioned, but we're called to service, and of course Joshua came into his time of service. But God promised there that he had already given the land.
Right.
Yes, they still had to go through and fight for it, but they had a guaranteed victory, because God had already promised it. And God gives us a similar promise in 1 John 5:4, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And so when we're thinking about service, we can take comfort, if you will, in the fact that we're already victorious.
Amen.
It's already lined out that we're the winners. And so you can go into the battle confident, because God has already given the victory. And so just want to let y'all know that service is all about service. But don't think that you're going to lose. You go into this thing of service. We talked about the blessings, how God would reward you in those things. And they're wonderful. But we are the winners. So it's a wonderful thing to serve the Lord. You might go out into the world and lose a job or a career or something like that. You can lose. But you can't lose in the service of the King.
Good evening, church family. This week has been exceptionally wonderful. We have a great youth group here. There are some that are not coming tonight because they couldn't make it. It's such a blessing to know that our church family cares and they're willing to help out and they're willing to serve. It took 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks for us to put this together, but we couldn't do it alone. We had to do it with God's help, His provision on everything, from the timing of the schedule to the activities to the food to the helpers to the youth group on what your day was going to be planned for and how we were going to plan it out. Thank you to all the workers who gave their time and volunteered. Thank you to the youth group who took your time and your heart to come out and to take a chance to be here for this youth camp. All of the preaching was amazing, and I tell you, every single day, every single night, I came home with something. Thursday evening is when Pastor Wesley Bearfield was preaching, and he preached on Matthew 20, verses 1 through 16. The title of his message was God's Justice, God's Mercy, and God's Grace. And then he said, it pays to serve Jesus Christ. You young people don't know how many opportunities that you're going to have in your lifetime. He said at the end of his message, he said, don't be a clock watcher. Young people, you're not the only ones that are clock watchers. But that spoke to my heart, because there's days that are long and there's days that are short and there's days that's hard and easy. But you're here for a reason, and we had this youth camp for a reason. It was God's plan. It's God's purpose for you to hear the preaching that you heard, to see the servants that you saw, the willingness, the kindness, the tenderhearted that folks had to pray for you, pray for me, pray for my young kids out there that are sleeping. We didn't even know that we were going to be able to have the whole camp streamed, but it came down to, yes, that was an option. I'm glad that we could share that with the world, not just with our friends, but folks who would like to listen and watch and just hear the Holy Spirit speak to their heart. People could get saved. We had 3 saved this whole week. When we go to Southland, it's nothing like here. I mean, yes, we were busy. We were constantly doing something, and I've heard kids say that this was like going to camp at Southland. We had something to do all the time. There was never a dull moment. We were constantly moving. And that was one of the reasons to have this camp, is so that we could all keep moving together as a whole. This hymn, and I believe we sang this past Sunday, it's called The Longer I Serve Him. In the chorus it says, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more that I love him, more love he bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Youth group, don't stop. Don't stop believing. Don't stop having faith. If you don't know Jesus Christ and you're ashamed, don't be scared. There's a lot of people here that can help you get it right. We had three, when we didn't even know we were going to have one. I thank you all for taking your time. We love our church family. Thank you, Pastor, Miss Marsha. Even though she wasn't here, she still had a part in it. This is such a blessing. The night that I stayed up with Myra, it's the first person I've led to the Lord. And I thank you that you even stood up and you had boldness to say, I'm not sure. We don't want nobody to go to hell. I'm thankful the day that I got saved. I'm thankful that the Lord put our family in this church. It's a blessing, and I don't speak very much to our church family and tell you thank you. But this week, I told as many people as I could, thank you for coming. Thank you for helping. It's such a blessing. We appreciate it. We need to say that more to each other.
Daniel, I thank you and I love you. And I'm glad that we were able to do this. And I can't wait for next year. Even if we don't go to camp at Southland, I told my husband, I want to do this again. If God has it in his plan for us to have this again next year, I'm all in. I don't care how tired I am. I realize that I'm not 16 anymore. But it was fun. Thank you very much.
When this, when we were going to do this, I didn't really know how it was going to work out. But I knew from the experience of going to Southland, we always think it's going to be about the youth, but everybody's affected in it. You know, everybody that's a part of it. And I knew that it was going to have a big effect on our church family. And I really was happy for the opportunity. I talked to Pastor about it, and Pastor said, let's do it. And so right before the week of camp, Brother Jeffrey asked me, are you afraid at all? And I said, no. And usually I'm afraid to even come up here and speak and give the... the bulletin or whatever and announcements and that only takes like 2 minutes. But I wasn't afraid because I knew my team. I knew my church. And I knew all of those that were going to be involved. And that's why I wasn't afraid, because I knew that I wasn't going to do this on my own. Everybody was going to be a part of it. And I thank God for all the Barnabas we have in this church. And we have so many that just stepped up in the cooking and the cleaning. Brother Allen mopped the whole gym by himself, and I wanted to help him, but his wife wouldn't let me. It's like, let me get this mop. And she said, no, we got this. But it just, so many that came together, the video, Brother Mark, our pastor, Brother Wayne and Miss Susie, and Brother Dan and Miss Bonnie. And here we are just playing games, and we were just involved. You know, we really don't get to do this at Southland. Our church doesn't get to be a part of it in Southland. And you guys got to be a part of it. You guys got to come through and just, it was amazing. You know how it came together. Brother Allen's a really good referee. Him and his son, they did really well. Nathaniel. And my wife. She did really well. Our three little ones. You know, they were excited about it. And they weren't involved in everything, but they got in what Nathan got to play some games and whatnot. But it was just amazing to see our church come together. For me, all the messages were good. They were all great messages. Brother Bearfield preached on John 21, verses 15 through 19, and he asked Peter, do you love me? And Peter... his message was called Secret Service, the secret to serving God, to serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And the secret is that we have to love him. You know, that's the secret. And if we don't love him, then we won't serve him like he wants us to, he needs us to. It's being a Christian is not just a come on Sunday and hang out on Wednesday. It's an everyday thing. And sometimes that can be hard. You know, God is holy, and he calls us to be holy, and we're not. And that's hard. You know, because we love him and we don't want to hurt him, but we still fail. And that hurts. And we
We just want to live for him, and that's an everyday life. You know, being examples, trusting in him, and no matter if we feel like we can't get something done, we just trust in him. So I'm thankful for the message. I'm thankful for Brother Scott coming too and taking the time and sharing his testimony and what's going on over there at the Hope, a Homeless No More, and just to hear what God is doing over there. You know, in the midst of everything, he said that he was sharing the gospel with a homeless man that was on drugs and was about to do a drug deal. And he came and told the man about Jesus, and the man accepted Jesus right there in the midst of all of it. And that's what it's about. You know, it's about us taking opportunities and finding opportunities to share the gospel and being bold, even though we're not bold, even though we're afraid. But if we love Jesus Christ, we will. And that's why to serve him, it takes loving him to do that. But I'm thankful for our youth. They're an amazing group. I'm thankful for our young people. You know, those that are not in the youth that have moved up to Brother Mark's class. And another thing Jeffrey mentioned was a message there in the book of Joshua where God says to Joshua, "Moses, my servant, is dead." You know, one day we're not going to be here no more, but they are. And they have to be prepared. They have to be equipped. Yes. We have to be prepared. We have to be equipped for these young people. And I love every single one of them. They're all precious to me, even though they're not in my youth group anymore. They're precious to me, every one of them, the ones that are in there now and the ones that are going to come. And I'm just so thankful for this opportunity. Metropolitan Baptist Church, I'm so thankful for you. I'm so thankful how you guys just are always there for us. You know, and you know, I'm not the best preacher or the best speaker. Brother Scott said, but I'm faithful at it. And that's all I can do, to be faithful at it. So praise the Lord for Metropolitan Baptist Church. And I'm excited to see what God is going to do with this group and with all of you out there. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for this opportunity. And I just want to say real quick that I love my wife. And I love working with my pastor. Pastor, I love working with you. And you're such a blessing to me. You support me in everything that I do. You never say no. And even though at times I get too far out there sometimes, maybe, you know, some wishful thinking, you still support me, and I thank you for that. Thank you for you and your wife. And I'm just so blessed to be a part of Metropolitan Baptist Church. Thank you.
You know, the whole theme of the camp was service, being a servant. And I just want to mention this. We had a servant in our midst that exemplified that all week. Little, Elizabeth Sims. She, every meal, I think every single meal, she'd get up, she went around, got all of our plates, and gathered, cleaned up tables. And I told her over and over again, that's what this camp is all about this week, learning to be a servant. Amen. Brother Hudson, you can come on up here if you want.
I've got a little bit to say, but not. I just wanted to say the first night in, everybody got bandanas and it was the green team and the gray team. And Brother Dan talked about the gray team, and green team just had to limp along with their leader. But it was a team effort all week long, the two teams. But there was another team that didn't wear bandanas. That's right. Amen. And it's called Metropolitan Baptist Church. Right. And one of the greatest things I saw in the camp was the team effort. It really began way back there, maybe at the garage sale or even previous to that. But it was the team effort. Amen. And what happened this week was the two teams got to be teams because you were a team. Some of you sitting out there saying, man, I wish I could have got in on that. You can. Daniel said we're going to do it again sometime. So just get ready for it and get in it and get involved in it. These are your kids. I'm 80 years old. I had a great week. There's some of that round ball that I didn't play. I thought about it several times during the week. Used to. I was the leader on that team. But I got sense enough to know I'm not there anymore. But it's a team. You're part of this team. Amen. And when you do, you'll never be happy in the team until you give what you've got to the team. The reason these guys had a good time is because they got involved. Right. And the reason that Daniel and Dan and Alan, boy, there was a, and like Mark said, you can't start naming names, but there was a great, it's amazing what can be contributed when you get a bunch of fruitcakes around.
That's it. Thank you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful for your grace. Lord, we're thankful that you watch over us and you strengthen us. You lead us. We're thankful for this church. I'm thankful for what you're doing here, Lord, and we're thankful for the pastor you've given us to lead us for the church, Lord, for everybody involved, everybody that's a part of this church, Lord, and we're thankful for them, every one of us, Lord. We're thankful, and we know, Lord, that we love you. We want to live for you, and Lord, we want to be the light in this community, so that we can reach this world with the gospel. That we can start here in this community, Lord. That we can start here in this church. We pray for opportunities and pray that in all of it, Father God, that you be glorified, that your name be lifted up above all names. We love you and we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.